There are no schools in Wyoming that have a policy protecting transgender students. In Laramie, the district has been working to formulate one. But Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports that with the national debate that's happening, a local policy may be off.
At a recent school board meeting in Laramie, high school senior Rihanna Kelver showed up with a call to action.
As soon as we lose a student by the 50% rate suicide that transgender youth face, the blood will be on our hands.
18-year-old Kelver, who came out as transgender 2 years ago, helped craft a proposed transgender student policy. She's been a living, breathing rebuttal to those who've dismissed that policy as a solution in search of a problem.
A couple of people opened with, who is this policy even helping? So it was kind of nice to be able to stand up and say, hey, I'm right here.
Two different versions of transgender accommodation policies have been debated in Laramie. The biggest difference between the two is that one requires students to use the bathrooms that match their biological sex. But after the legal dust-up in North Carolina, the school board decided it wasn't the right time to move forward with either.
They were worried about litigation on either side.
Kelver's petitioning the board to pass the one that would guarantee she could use the girls' restroom and says it can't wait. That's why she decided to run for a seat on the school board herself.
I understand people's concerns, but it's a transgender community who is being victimized here.
Restrooms play a role in that victimization. For 2 years, Kelver was relegated to one single-stall bathroom in her school's special ed wing.
Most of my classes were actually on the other wing, and so it was constantly having to travel there. And eventually I just kind of stopped using it more and more, which brought up some serious health issues.
Like repeated bladder infections. Last month, after some negotiations, she started using the girls' bathrooms. Every Tuesday, Kelver eats lunch with her school's LGBT club. She's president and says safety is a concern in the group.
There are times that I can be uncertain of whether I'm going to walk out of a situation just because I'm transgender.
Many club members are excited about Kelver's school board candidacy, like sophomore Annika Pelkey.
I'm so proud of her. Like, she's already been so active in it, and she's just the most hardworking person I know, basically, and I think that she would be amazing for it.
Faculty sponsor of the club, William Plum, says he's really seen the need for a policy.
We've had students who chose not to transition because there was nothing in place or they felt that there was no support.
We don't need anything going forward.
Laramie Superintendent Jubal Yenny says now that the federal government has issued guidance to schools, a local policy would be overkill.
So if we'd had this guidance a year ago, the policy conversation wouldn't have come up.
State leaders here in Wyoming have condemned that federal guidance as overreach. But Yenny says it's helpful. He says it makes clear that gender identity should be protected under existing non-discrimination laws, known as Title IX.
Which says that we cannot discriminate because of race, creed, age, religion, sex, national origin. Okay, we have no policies on any of those, yet we know how to deal with those.
Yenny says until a court weighs in differently, he'll address the needs of transgender students on a case-by-case basis using that guidance. But transgender high schooler Rihanna Kelver says that's not good enough.
It would be a case by case for everything. You have to file a Title IX complaint, you have to have a hearing, and all of that.
Kelver says an explicit policy could signal to the whole community that transgender students deserve respect. She hopes to keep making that case as a school board member. If elected, she would be the first openly transgender public official in Wyoming. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schrank in Laramie.